What would you say are some of the biggest challenges and opportunities that live here in the region?
The opportunities are that with the gold mining, it's really easy to recruit additional industry and business associated with gold mining. So we have, I think, close to 1,200 support companies in the state, and I would say half of those are located in this region. The downside of that is that we need to diversify, so we don't want all of our eggs in one basket. So strategically, we decided that since we were already really good in the mining industry, that maybe we just needed to diversify from, you know, solely gold to other types of mining. But one of the real challenges for us is that it takes 7 to 10 years to get permitted through BLM. If you could imagine a company that would have the wherewithal to make monumental investments up front and not get a return on their investment for up to 10 years. So it's only the big players really that can afford to do that.
You did mention, you know, one of the challenges is diversifying the economy. So what are some of the strategies and plans that are sort of in place now to try to accomplish that?
We're also very, very strong in the region for renewables. And so we have, for example, a geothermal plant out in the Tuscarora area, and we are right now working on expansion of geothermal resources in this region. We're in the discovery stages, and we're at the point where we've now discovered that the resource is very good, better than we thought, and potentially even good enough for generating electricity.
What other kind of businesses are you hoping to attract to the area?
We think that manufacturing is one of those things that pretty much everybody throughout the country is looking at trying to attract. So we've decided that if we are going to compete with some of the big cities, that the thing that we really need to look at is the companies that are manufacturing mining products, and that they would probably be, you know, the best targets. And that is proving true. We actually have recruited a few manufacturers here recently, and we have several in the works right now. So we think that strategy is going to work pretty well for us.
So I guess what kind of business incentives are being offered to sort of lure companies to invest in the area?
So the state has an incentive package that, you know, and it varies a little bit depending on industry, but pretty much for manufacturing, it could be deferral of taxes or abatement of taxes over a period of time. So we have those incentives. And then on a local level, depending on the community, they may offer city-owned industrial parks, and they can actually, you know, give them the land to build the facility, or, you know, they can offer them reduced, you know, hookup fees for water and sewer, or reduced building permit fees. So many of my communities are willing to negotiate.
Do you feel like there's an adequate number of workers here in the area? And what's being done to address workforce?
No, we never have enough workers. There's always more jobs than workers. We say that everybody here that wants a job has one. We have very, very low unemployment, and it's a struggle always for a workforce. However, we also have an outstanding local college. They are exceptional with career and technical education training. And they work directly with our mines, with our hospital, to provide training for the jobs.
What do you think that other cities or areas throughout the state could learn from your model?
Well, I think the thing that has to happen in every community in order to have this kind of environment where it works is all of the partners have to be willing to collaborate. So, you know, you've got to have the higher ed institution be willing to work with employers, to listen to what skills they need, and to allow them to be part of setting up those programs. Because unless they are part of it, and those, you know, if we're not training the people for the skills they need, they're not going to hire them.
I want to talk a little bit about housing in the area. What are you seeing as far as housing costs here? Is it in line with wages? Are people able to afford homes easily? What's the outlook on housing?
Well, we've struggled with housing pretty much like most of the state. The challenge in rural Nevada is getting folks here that can build housing. you know, in some of these smaller areas, they don't have contractors and developers. And so it's much more difficult to build affordable housing when you've got people coming from out of the area and the expense of travel and per diem and those things. But we've done really well over the past several years at trying to address our housing needs. But we still need more affordable housing. You know, here we've tended to cater to those mining wages. And so there's plenty of housing for the mid to upper tier incomes, but we need to do a much better job at providing housing on the lower end.
Is there a hesitation or a concern to build more housing out of fear of another bubble burst or of another economic downturn just around the corner?
I don't believe so. I believe that the issue actually for developers and contractors is the ability to get projects financed. It's very frustrating for contractors and for people like me that are trying to get housing taken care of. Most contractors don't have the wherewithal to finance these projects themselves. For example, we were trying to get apartments here, started 5 years ago, and it took as long as 3 years for some of these projects to get financing and get off the ground.
You know, we have a new presidential administration in place. How are you feeling in general about where things are headed?
Actually, I'm very excited about our future, and I'm not so sure it has anything to do with politics as it does that I think that we have a lot of collaboration and partnership going on, a lot of planning, and we're going to create our own destiny regardless of what's going on in the rest of the world.
Pam Borda is the Executive Director of the Northeastern Nevada Regional Development Authority. Pam, thank you so much for chatting with me today.
My pleasure.